Welcome to Reflection Time, the program that looks at world events and everyday issues through the eyes of the scriptures, and as well shares with you some inspirational music. Welcome to Reflection Time. On our program today, we're going to take a break from our regular format. We won't be sharing with you some of our regular features, such as Amazing Fact and as well the Lifeline Productions. But rather, we have a guest in studio today that we're going to interview and listen to some of his music. In the past, we've had Bruce Moss in the studio on a couple of occasions. Bruce is a local artist here in St. John's, and we've shared some of his music that he not only writes and composes and records himself, he also produces his own CDs. Bruce has released 2 CDs and will soon be releasing a third one. Since it's been almost a couple of years since we've had Bruce in the studio, and he's been working on a considerable amount of work since then, putting together a number of new songs. We thought it would be nice to have him back in the studio to share some of his new music and to talk about it. And we'll open the program today with one of his new songs entitled Out of the Ashes.
When my heart was broken and hard as a stone, when my way of living could never condone what God wanted from me, I was too blind to see the power of sin had darkened my mind, corrupting my flesh and leaving me blind to the power of love that was beckoning me. When somebody somewhere got down on their knees praying for me, when I could not hear God calling my name, when I could not see Him reaching out to claim me for His own, I was never alone. When I was too weary and could not go on, when my bridges were burning and all hope was gone, I was never alone. God was calling me home. When somebody somewhere got down on their knees praying for me, somebody somewhere got down on their knees and was praying for me, and out of the ashes came somebody who sang a new melody. Now I am born of the Spirit and washed in the blood of the Lamb. And through Jesus, my Savior and King, I know who I am. Now I am a singer of songs to my God, With each melody I will praise and applaud Him for all that He's done. Through Jesus, His Son, I have been rescued from the wages of sin. My guilt was taken and given to Him on Calvary, where He bore my sins for me. When somebody somewhere got down on their knees praying for me, somebody somewhere got down on their knees and was praying for me. And out of the ashes came somebody who sang a new melody. Now I am born of the Spirit and washed in the blood of the Lamb. And through Jesus, my Savior and King, I know who I am. Somebody somewhere got down on their knees and was praying for me. And out of the ashes came somebody who sang a new melody. Now I am born of the Spirit and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus, my Savior and King, I know who I am. Through Jesus, my Savior and King, I know who I am. Through God, my Redeemer and Friend, I know who I am.
And that was Out of the Ashes by Bruce Moss. Now, Bruce, when I listen to the words of that, that's a song that can really apply to each and every one of us. I'm sure many people can relate to that when they hear those words in that song.
I've had many people say that to me, Paul. I didn't write that until January 2004. But I guess that song is basically about my life many years ago. Because for over 20 years, I was involved in the music industry as a folk singer. Well, I was involved in rock bands for a few years. And then I progressed to the solo thing. But I spent over 20 years of my life in that industry. And chasing the rabbit, so to speak, trying to make it, and that kind of thing. And embracing everything that it, came my way, that had promoted, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, the old saying is you don't know what you got till it's gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it almost destroyed me, actually, that lifestyle did, because I was into everything that I could get my hands on, mm-hmm.
A lot of people that relate to your music, knew you, in that environment, in the music that you sang and wrote at the time. When you look back upon that, Bruce, now that the Lord has blessed you with, solid biblical music, how do you relate to the music that you once sang, the music that you once were involved in? You see it in a different light now.
Oh, absolutely. I've written many things. I mean, over the years, when I was living in New Brunswick, I got involved in 1996 with the Maritime Songwriters Competition, and I submitted two entries. And there were two songs chosen. There were 398 songs submitted overall by some great songwriters. And I was floored that my two songs had first and second place. Right?
Wow.
But these are songs that, one was called If You Cut Me, My Blood Runs As Red As Your Own. The other one was a very secular song. I look at things differently now, Paul, I mean, I've drawn from those experiences. I've been there. Things that I thought would bring me joy, would bring me happiness, contentment. Mm-hmm. They were all dead end streets. You know, mm-hmm. the drugs, the sex, the rock and roll. You know, mm-hmm. it's all a great, great deception. You know, mm-hmm. and it cost me dearly. You know, but looking back now, I mean, I wouldn't trade one of the songs that I've written since I've come to know Christ, and for all that I've written in the past, you know. And there's songs that still hang on today. But I want people to know me for, you know, the new music.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about some of the different music genres that are out there now, whether it's, you know, rap or hip-hop or whatever, that say it's Christian because they refer to Christ in their music? Do you see a big difference in, you know, the music simply because they're using Christian terminology in it? You know, is the music pretty much the same?
It's interesting that music is a very powerful medium to influence people. Music can, like I used to know, when remember when I used to play the bars, you know, basically you were implied to get people feeling good, to get them to spend their money, to buy alcohol or whatever. And there were certain types of music that would always do that, you know. And you could be guaranteed that if you played the right songs that you'd get the people with you, right? And the music is a very powerful tool. It can be utilized in a lot of ways. You know, and it's only since in the last, I'd say, 10 years or so that I've really gotten into researching the origins of music and that, you know. And Brian Newman has a terrific series called Sound Advice, where he does a lot of research into, and this is a man that came out of the rock industry. And a guy by the name of Ivor Myers came out of the hip-hop industry down in the States. And when I hear them speak about, you know, the origins and how music affects people, you know, I relate to it because I experienced that, you know. And these are things that I can draw on now, looking back and say, wow, you know, that's exactly right. And, you know, the rhythms and that, you know, like I learned through watching the series by Brian Newman that our natural body rhythms, you know, like the emphasis on the first and third beat, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, right? But in a lot of music, it goes against our natural biorhythms. You get the emphasis on the second beat, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Our syncopation.
The syncopation, yeah. All this kind of stuff, right? And how it affects the body in that, you know. And, you know, I mean, I came out of it because God led me out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, God showed me. And the same testimonies come from, you know, Brian Newman and Ivor Myers. They came out of Brian came out of the rock, the heavy rock industry. And Ivor came out of the hip-hop, the rap music, right? You know, the rhythms and that. And when you trace the origins, it all came over from Africa, you know. And a lot of it is used in the religion of voodoo, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's easily researchable, you know. People that hear me say that now, I hope they don't take my word for it. Mm-hmm. I'd like for people to say, I'm going to research this and to prove me wrong. Mm-hmm. That's how I started out. I heard a lot of things and said, well, I don't believe that. I'm going to prove this person wrong. And then in my studies and research, I said, wow, you know.
There's some truth to
it. There's a lot of truth to it, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you'll notice a lot of my songs are pretty laid back. I don't write for the contemporary music field anymore. I don't write to comply to time constraints. You know, some of my songs are quite lengthy, actually. You know, six minutes.
And that time just flies by.
Oh, absolutely, and it's more like meditation songs for me. You know, it's how I spend time communicating with God and.
Because your songs really appeal to the intellect, you know, they speak to the mind, and you know, as opposed to the emotion, you know, that heavy fast beat music, which you know appeals to people's emotions. Yours appeals to the intellect, and very thought provoking music.
That song we just played, "Out of the Ashes," I mean, that reflects a time in my life, like I was just talking about, you know, when my heart was broken and hard as a stone. When my way of living could never condone what God wanted for me. You know, I was so caught up in me, you know, and trying to make it, you know.
Yeah. Now, there's another song that we're going to play now entitled If Only You Knew Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a song that, you know, again, appeals to many people in the secular world, does it not?
Yeah. This song is interesting because... myself too at one time. I mean, I used to use the name of Jesus quite often, but I'm ashamed to say and sad to say that it was never in a respectful way. And you know, God has given me new ears to hear, and I don't care what sector you're in, you know, white collar or blue collar, just listen and you'll catch yourself, and you'll hear others, many others, using the name of Jesus quite frequently in a way that's not, you know, very respectful. And I said, well, you know, I said, these people, you know, like myself, you know, when I was there. But God has given me new eyes to see and ears to hear, and I wanted to write something to reflect, you know, if only you knew Jesus, the true Jesus, you know, and how much he loves you, and what he did at Calvary, you know. excuse me. If only you knew him, you know, his love for you, and the future that you will have in Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just awesome. It's just amazing. And the song, I guess, speaks for itself, you know.
Okay, so we'll listen to it now, If Only You Knew Jesus.
Okay.
Go. God sent his only son to be the chosen one, to suffer and to die. If only you could see him hanging on that tree, would you take his name in vain when you see the grief and pain he bore for you and me? He'll never leave you or forsake you in your darkest thought. He'll never turn his back on you and walk away. He'll never cause your foot to fall and break his hold.
When I listen to that song, the one thing that comes to mind is the verse where it says, there's no other name under heaven by which we are to be saved.
Amen. Amen. Only Jesus Christ willingly gave his life.
Yeah.
On Calvary, was crucified, and rose again.
Yeah. And again, that's another song that appeals to everyone. You know, it's not just a certain group of people, a certain class of people, and people just don't realize it, you know. People just are ignorant to the fact, or turn their back on it, some of them, really. But, you know, it appeals to everyone.
But Paul, I was like that one time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did it not realizing. But once I realized who Jesus was and what he did for me, you know, the love that he had for me to bear what he did, and the future that I have in him, you know.
That's a sobering thought.
It's absolutely a sobering thought, yeah. And, you know, the love that I have for him now is, you know, I want to share it with the world.
And we get so caught up thinking of all the things that this world has to offer us, the material things. But it's just, it pales in comparison. It doesn't even compare to what, you know, Christ offers. Because what he offers is not temporal, it's eternal.
I've just finished another song. Actually, it talks about storing up your treasures in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where moth and rust does not corrupt, right?
Yeah. The greatest investment of all, you know?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, the world today is experiencing a financial crisis. People went to bed millionaires and woke up paupers.
Mm-hmm.
Some couldn't take it. They committed suicide, you know.
Many of them did, yes.
Many did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true that the only thing we keep are the things that we give away.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's a given. That's proven. I've proven that many times. I give out my music to whoever would like to have it. And I never ask anything for it. But that doesn't mean that people don't give.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And, you know, what God has given us is to be used for his cause, you know.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, it's,
to God be the glory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no matter what it is, you know, it's... our heart is where our finances lie, really. I mean, the Bible teaches that.
Yeah.
You know, if your money is in the stock market, your heart lies in the stock market. And that's why you get these people who, you know, do away with themselves even when the stock market crashes.
Yeah.
You know, if your resources are in, you know, in ministry, in whatever way, in the mission field, your heart is with them, you know, your prayers are with them, that, Lord, may they use it for your glory and honor. You know, may your kingdom be grown because of what they're doing.
Yeah, I'd like to mention that too. I'm involved now with the East Africa Mission Orphanage in Kenya, Africa. And I've written a song that's going to be used in the documentary that they're producing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm excited about that. I haven't seen it yet, but I understand from the guys putting this together that the video portion will soon be finished. And the song is a powerful song. Mm. It's called If I Had Eyes to See, you know. Mm. It talks about... you know, these people in these countries, we take a lot for granted, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And these people, you know, like young Matthew, who was on my first CD, who's from the Congo, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, when he
and still in town?
When he came to visit me initially, you know, he used the water so sparingly that I was kind of taken back. And then it hit me that, well, where he's from, there's no water in abundance like we have it here.
Mm-hmm.
So his natural mindset is not to waste it. Right?
Ration it.
Oh, yeah. And appreciate it, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. You referred to Matthew in your first CD. The song we're going to close with is another song that, you know, by an individual, young lady who was on your first CD as well, Isabelle Lacroix. But before we do that, I just want to, again, mention the email address that people can email to if they'd like to obtain a copy of any of your music. For those of you listening who would like to obtain a copy of Bruce's music, you can reach him at songmangospel@yahoo.ca. That's songmangospel@yahoo.ca. It's all one word, songmangospel. Or you can reach us here at the radio station at radioreflection@yahoo.ca. Bruce, maybe you want to tell a little bit about this song that you know Isabelle is singing on, and you know, because she did sing on your first CD that you put out.
Yes, she did. Isabelle was a big part of my first CD, actually. She also played violin and viola. And she was down to, back to Newfoundland a little while ago. She's now married and has a young son named Emmanuel. And she also took part in a friend of hers did a CD. And she was featured on one of the songs. And it's a very, very powerful song. Well, her talent is incredible. She's one of the... most amazing musicians I've ever worked with, you know. And I thought I'd bring in the cut from that CD. That song is called Emmanuel. And this is my friend, my dear friend and sister in Christ, Isabelle Lacroix, who's now in Ottawa. And I hope it's a blessing to those who hear it.
All right, so here it is.
The glory of the nation. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio in St. John's. This is 93.5 CHMR FM.
Hope you've enjoyed the presentation. If you have any comments or questions, you can reach us at radioreflection@yahoo.ca. That's radioreflection@yahoo.ca. Remember this week to take time to reflect on God's Word, and whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.